Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're talking secret booze clubs, X-Men.
We are, mate, because over the weekend, my lovely wife and I, Saturday after the radio show I do on Saturday mornings, well, Saturday was vacant. Not very often, Michelle, I have a Saturday off. The footy being on a Friday night played into my hands.
Yeah.
Work Friday night, Saturday off sort of stuff. Anyway, so I finish up and I'm driving home thinking, how good is this? Em and I, we have the day together.
Yeah.
Magic.
That is.
Hold hands, beautiful. Probably.
You can chisel away.
In the backyard,
that
probably.
Third child.
Garden, probably. I'll sit by the fire and have a nice glass of red, probably.
Oh.
I can't remember last time I had a glass of red. Probably got smashed somewhere. But anyway, so Saturday comes around, and as I'm about to confront Emily and suggest we go do something kind, caring, and loving as a family, she's starting to put her jeans on.
Uh-huh.
I said, mate, we jeans on. Tracksuit pants into jeans. You're not doing that to sit around the house, are you? Hey, where are you going? She says, oh, I forgot to tell you, I've got book club.
Book club.
Now, book club, Michelle, is code for drinking with friends and not being criticised. So if I said to Em, I'm going to the pub and I'm going to the races. I'm going to the pub.
Yep.
End of the world.
No go.
End of the world.
No go.
Honestly, put the hard hat on. You're probably going to get hit. Just go in, get out.
Righto.
Whereas she puts on the jeans casually.
Tucks a book under
the arm. She's educating herself. Like I'm upskilling.
Well, she is.
Book club. Do you know where they went to? The Corner Dairy in Doubleview or Scarborough there on the board, which is just a pub.
Hang on.
It's a bar.
Do you know, just quickly, do you know what they were reading? Did she mention that? Did you ask?
She's read 1,000 books in her life. She could just make something up. Look, I get it. She's got me covered in most things, and reading her books is probably one that she certainly got me covered in. So off she goes into the sunset virtually because it was dark when she got home.
Right.
Six to eight drinks in, probably. Speaking absolute Swahilian.
At the
book club. Couldn't drive home.
Yeah.
No, not driving home.
No.
So then I have to sit there with the kids, which they're my problem. I created them. I get that. It's not babysitting. It's parenting. I get all that.
Yes.
But 133353, what is the secret booze club you're a part of? M's
secret
book club. And I have mentioned the book club in the past, but now I'm really mentioning it because
it's a secret booze club.
It's a secret booze club that's accepted and respected by everyone. And I say, oh, Em's a book club. And I go, oh, yes.
Oh, isn't she? Look at her. Fabulous.
I say I'm off to the races and I'm a drunk gambler.
I appreciate both of your pastimes.
Yes.
I'll tell you a secret booze club. I've got friends and every time, we'll go to the dog park. We'll give the dog a run. You take your wine. You take your wine down the dog park.
The dog
and
park with the
people
mats.
Sit around, you chat, you have a wine or two, and it's a drinking exercise.
And of course I'm just taking the dogs out.
Exactly. The dog needs a run.
133353. Secret booze clubs. I'm watching you and you're on notice. Anyone that sells to me they're in a book club, don't think I'm thinking you're smarter than me. You're a pisshead. That's all it is. Don't think you're cleverer than I am.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Give us a call, Secret Booze Clubs. I'm sick to death of Em looking down at me, thinking she's really upper class, saying she's going to a book club. I know what you're doing. You know better than I am sitting at the races. You are no better than I am at Belmont Racetrack. You're literally sitting
just
there
boozing.
Drinking and pretending you got a book under your armpit. I'm well aware of it. Secret Book Clubs, 133353. Got Cole, good morning.
Hey. How you going, guys?
Oh, Cole, very well. Your secret booze club. What are you doing, in inverted commas, while you're boozing?
Well, you can't make it too much of a secret. That just gives it away. But down the golf club.
The golf club.
But when you first start going to play golf, you've got to tell the wife that the golf takes about 6 hours to play.
Yes.
6 to 7 hours. And then when you come home and you sort of get a lift home, an Uber or something from the golf club, they just shut late. You know, the golf went late. They shut early, you know, like, they locked my car in.
They've locked your car.
They've locked your car in.
Locked the car.
Yeah, they do that.
Poor thing. Yeah. It's out of your hands, Cole. What do you do about it? I mean, that's unbelievable.
These people that just take forever to play golf, you know, they're slow as right down. But, hey, it's just got to be transparent with the wife.
That's it. Know? That's it.
Actually, talking about golf, I had a hit last week and this older couple went out to play and the old guy put one down the middle, then the older lady stood up and it went about 3 metres off the tee box and I said, gee whiz, I bet he's regretting his decision to come out today, talking about how long it would take. She was right behind me. Oh.
All he's trying to do is get boozed, mate, and you're trying to put a stick in his spokes.
Yeah. He doesn't care how long it... He's like, you better not hit one down the middle all day. I'm 15 beers in. Shawnee, good morning.
G'day, g'day, guys. Listen, I think I'm onto something. I've seen those mums walking down the side of the road with what they call a camelback.
What? Right? What?
Yes. Get out. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the camelback. You whack them on and hike.
Yeah, exactly. Except what you don't put water in those things, do you? They carry about 5 litres, about the same as a cask.
5 litres? Oh my God. You got a full cask of Cooler Bar on your back and you're just going, oh, I'd never make it back.
And let's be honest, it's a social walk. You're not going to be lost out in the wild. You don't need 5 litres of water on you, do you?
Exactly, especially when you're seeing 15 trees.
That's right.
Where are you? I'm thick in the bush. I don't know what's happening. You're on a major road, mate. Yeah. That's one tree over there.
It's called West Coast Highway. That's it. Yeah, you grab an orange scooter and get home quickly.
Another one as well where, I'm off to a painting lesson tonight.
Yeah.
Full of booze.
Yeah, of course.
Full of booze.
Oh, we're going to paint it, bloody dude, man.
Are we going to hang that up? No, I was soused when I painted that. Don't worry about it. Yeah. All right, we've got someone else with a secret. Oh, I like this. Jay is from Forestfield. Jay, what are you doing? Your secret boozy club.
Yeah, so AFL Masters play every second weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And while the men are out there, you know, having a good kick, giving it an old go, the women are up in secret tents. And having a great afternoon.
Secret tense. Ooh. You had me at secret tense. I love this. Like, how long does a game go for? That's
two, two and a half.
You're going to have your warm-up and everything. You warm
they
down.
Drive home too. The guys drive home.
Yes. Oh,
the
you
ladies
are
have
made,
had a skin
Jay.
Full.
Yes.
Mate, that's clever stuff.
Yep, absolutely. It's a good afternoon, that's for sure. The men have got to drive home.
Tell me this, Jay. Do you see any of the match at all?
No.
Jay, is there room for one more?
Absolutely. I'm coming. I don't care.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Little colour pieces come out because Luke Hemsworth, of course, of the famous Hemsworth clan.
He'd be doing something good.
He's the elder brother. Well, he's been talking to Men's Health. And,
Well, that is a good one.
Yeah, totally. And he's dabbled in Neighbours. He's part of Westworld on HBO.
Right.
Then you got the guys.
The real Hammers.
You got the Thors.
Yeah.
You know, those boys aren't mucking around.
Someone said to me the other day that I look a bit like Thor.
Yeah, who was it?
M.
Yeah. She's top notch wife.
It was Friday night when she couldn't see.
When she come back.
Yeah,
her eyes
were pinged.
Ping nights. I love it. But you know what? Luke's doing a great job. I said before, he's the Johnny Drama of the Hemsworth. He's doing great, but they're just on an insane echelon.
He's involved. He's involved in the race, but he just comes last.
But the black sheep, would you say?
Yeah.
Black sheep.
I would.
He's in there. He's having a kick. He said that they muck around. They're friends with each other. You know, they hang a bit. But he's on Jimmy Kimmel here having a bit of a chat about him and the boys' relationship.
Did you beat up on your brothers?
Every chance I could.
Right.
And I still do. You know, I mean, as you
have to.
They're really tall. They're actually quite soft. Quite ribby. And they cry a lot. And
they do.
I take great joy in making them cry.
When is honestly the last time you made one of them cry?
Just the other day.
Is that real? Is that real? Did Thor cry at the hands of Luke Hemsworth?
I mean, it's a good story. It's a good story. It's a tale to tell.
But we want to talk about black sheep. He's the black sheep of the family. You were discussing the other day.
I randomly said I was the black sheep, which is probably fair.
Yeah.
Academic sense, barrister, 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 physio, physio, me.
Hard hitter, folks, you know, yeah.
Mm.
And then I chose
then
the ball.
Then there's me.
I chose the Sharon, he says.
The Sharon chose me. But, yeah, no, I probably am the black sheep, to be honest with you. You said it.
Yeah.
I remember one Christmas time, this is true, we had a big family dinner, and our dad's side of the family were all very clever and a lot of barristers and stuff amongst that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got put on the kids' table. down on the plastic
you were
table
on
and
the
chairs.
Card yeah. table.
Your intellect down there.
Oh,
and I sat
wow.
with like the 6 year olds.
You know who else like
who's seen the latest Bluey episode? Mate, no, the deciders are ripper, guys. Yeah. As they're talking about the politics and COVID and stuff, yeah. and I'm talking about Bluey.
Yeah, you know she's a girl. What?
Yeah, oh, did you know what? that is
there it is.
That is mind blowing that Bluey was a girl when I first started watching. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Odd
welcome
one,
to
odd one out, mate.
The show.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. All right, you're one of three sisters. Who is it? Is
no,
it you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm one of four sisters.
Oh, one of four. Right.
Yeah. So my three sisters are all like 2 years apart, so mm-hmm. they're, you know, very close. And then I came 19 years later.
Oh.
So they're 19 years between me and the
Sounds like a planned yeah. pregnancy to me, Linda.
Absolutely. Let's try again, damn it.
Yeah, definitely planned. and I was born in a different country. They were all born in the same country. I was born in a different country. I'm academic. They're not academic. And because of the age difference, I was like a bit like you, Xavier. I was always put on the table with the kids rather than, you know, where I should have really been.
Yeah.
But more so, they can speak three languages and I can speak two. And so if they didn't want me to understand anything, they would speak that third language.
Oh, has,
what are the languages, Linda? What's the one that you don't know?
Secret language, yeah.
French.
Things yeah. change, or are you still the black sheep, Linda?
No, things have changed, but, you know, my life is completely different to them.
Yeah.
You know, being 19 years younger, I'm a completely different generation to them.
We could have been yeah. that night with the French lady.
Yeah.
I could have been speaking. I was really? Speaking for the French that night.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Luke Hemsworth did a little piece. He was talking in Men's Health, and it's been on Jimmy Kimmel. And, of course, the brothers come up every time, Liam and Chris and, you know, Thor.
Which Hemsworth's bigger?
Thor, it's Chris.
Chris Hemsworth's
Chris
bigger,
is bigger.
Yeah, okay.
Thor, yeah. And you're dealing with Thor. He's the black sheep. There's nothing he can do.
You can't compete with that.
He went for a role in Star Wars and unfortunately he missed out. But imagine, even if he got that, still upward.
Imagine going to Christmas and you're getting mum and dad a present and you've gone and spent $500 and you thought,
big. That's big.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of Tiffany for mum or something.
Mm,
and
lovely.
Then old Hemmer Sr. just buys a house in Byron Bay for the family. That sort of stuff. You're not competing.
I know. Black sheep. And they're everywhere. They're in every family, I think. We'll start with Adam. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Not bad, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, good. You're nominating yourself. You are the black sheep. Why?
So, look, when I was younger, I was pretty good at T-ball and then into junior baseball. And, you know, I had, like, Perth Heat coach looking at me as a junior, maybe coming up through the ranks and all that sort of stuff.
Nice.
Then I hooked up, started hanging out with my sister's boyfriend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who was around about 20 or so then.
Yep.
I was about 11, 12, 13 coming up. And fell to the dark side, threw everything away, basically. Traded my baseball uniform for a GG uniform, which would be government green.
In the big house.
And kind of threw it away. And then so that kind of darkened my white to a black.
Yep.
With the family, obviously.
Yeah.
But look. Things have turned around, you know, I'm back on, you know, I don't have a house, I've got kids and you know, this is a long time ago. So I'm back with Glenn and things are looking
black
up.
Black sheep
Adam,
come back. Good,
yeah,
but I still get that, you know, Adam's at the Christmas party.
Still got the hangover.
That's your time away, mate. Was that what you needed? Did you think at the time to straighten you up and give you time to reflect and get cracking again?
It opens your eyes and it makes you realise what's actually important in life, and that's your family and the people around you, and, you know, and you would be nowhere without them. So, and everything's successful. I've been now a T-ball coach for 25 years, and actually, Zave, I don't know if you remember me ringing up about Ellenbrook Eastons.
Yes, mm-hmm. Vaguely, yes.
So, you know, our first season, just a bit of info on that, 21 T-ball teams. Three women's softball teams, three men's softball teams, the women's Divvy 5 straight into the finals.
Oh.
Look, mate,
And, you know, you guys put it out there for us, and I'd like to thank you for that as well.
No, pleasure.
I've turned my life around, and it's easy enough for people to do, mate. You know what I mean? They've just got to put their head down and think about it.
Message no, good to man, Black Sheep.
Well
work.
Done, mate. Congratulations on your turnaround. Goat Man, good morning.
Yeah, morning. How are you?
Yeah, Black Goat,
goat
mate,
man's
tell us.
The Black Sheep.
Mate, oh, I don't think I could stand prison food, but I haven't been to Big House, but I never progressed much. Never started wearing shoes till I was about 20.
Wow, right?
Still climbing trees now.
What's that, sorry? What was the last thing you said?
I'm still climbing trees now.
Still climbing trees now? Rest of the family
there,
not tree bound?
Nah, the rest of the family are pretty advanced compared to me, but yeah, I'm still a bit of a caveman. Never really went past, I reckon, about year seven. That's where the school learning stopped and the life learning started.
Life learning starts. These simple pleasures in life, I don't mind. It's still, I wish the family had climbed more trees, you know. Just bring it in.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, Michelle, what a morning it's been in here this morning.
So
we've got a team of about 6 or 7. It's quite intimate in the morning at 3 a.m. when we wander on here to dissect the daily news. But one of our producers, Tom, he came in, a real appendage swinging sort of stuff.
Out of his skin.
It was just like, look at me. I said, put it away, Tommy. What is it? What is it, Tommy? And he said, oh, I've got a new phone.
He's got a new phone.
And I thought, gee whiz, I'm all up to date with the Apple stuff. I'm not sure a new iPhone's popped out.
Has it happened? Yeah, no, it's a big song and dance.
Who's the bloke out the front? That's Steve Jobs.
Normally Jobsy. Steve. They're wheeling someone else out now.
Is Steve Jobs dead? Yeah.
He's gone.
Right, so, yeah, iPhone. No, I wonder what this could be. It wouldn't be anything other than an iPhone because, you know, it's the greatest inconvenience in the history to be in a work group or a friendship group and some fool's head has some stupid idea to go outside and go off script and buy some phone that
Android
is not compatible with 99% of phone users, and no longer can that phone group chat be effective or used.
Exactly. And do you know what? This is what I find.
Enough?
Yeah, I think we could go, we could deep dive even further. And these people, and I think it happens on the Apple side and the Android side, but these people are like, geez, they'll tell you about the phone. You said it earlier. It's got 700 pixels and 7 million pixels and I'll tell you what you can't do on the iPhone here. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't know, yeah. The photo disappears.
You don't have that on the iPhone. They've had that technology for ages. Yeah. You don't know that, though.
Nah, so how quickly does your phone charge? Because I've got, like, a fancy charger. Oh, mate, there's nothing worse than the one person. And I just want to get a quick summary from our producer, Tom. Tom, come in.
Is he in there? There?
Yeah, look, I just like being ahead of the curve.
Hang up on him. 1-3-3-5-3. My little brother used to come rattling around with this stupid green text thing.
Yes.
And do you know what it did for his brand? Nothing. Because he just got eliminated from invites. Well, I didn't know you were going to the footy today, mate. No, didn't you? It was in the group chat.
He was in the group chat.
Yeah, oh, you're not
you
in
don't
that.
Know.
Oh, you don't get those.
You don't
oh, that's
know.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
1-3-3-5-3, Michelle. Here's the opportunity. Rag on your mate. And I reckon they're somewhat tight asses, to be honest.
They're out there.
And they are.
But they think they're superior.
They do think they're superior. Phone. Oh, mate, I've just seen the TV disappear off the screen with some phone trick that can happen. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call and just tell us who your mate is, your family member. I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
Your uni lecturer. Mm. Name them, shame them. Those people that think they are that good that they wander around with some stupid Android that ruins every single group text.
It's and all they do is bang on about it.
Yeah, oh, mate, well, have you seen the disappearing TV?
Sorry, you are,
mate. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, are you an iPhone user, I assume?
Yes, definitely.
Righto, who's the goose that went outside the friendship circle?
Oh, just about everyone in Perth.
What do you mean? Do we have an Android surge going on?
We do, yeah, you know, and I'm sick and tired of asking, do they have a cord?
Do you have a cord?
Oh, my God.
Of course I don't.
It's like, is it a C, B, or D, or D for dick?
Oh, I swear to God.
At least for iPhones, we've just got one cord that fits all.
Amen.
Oh, nice.
Amen. Start, time to start culling.
What's happened there?
1-3-3-5-3. Call up, dobbing your mate.
Androids are running this.
Dobbing that
mate,
one,
they're
mate.
Pains in the backside. Oh, they think absolutely. They're better than everyone else. I've had an absolute gut for it. Tom, don't talk to me for 2 hours.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're talking about those that go rogue and think they're above and beyond the general public, the normal person. They go and get some silly willy Android phone.
But according to them, it's better than what you've got.
Oh, no, it's way. And then you turn up and you get the old on it and you're in here. No one responded to my text message. Well, it made no sense. It came in green and it was part of a message and it went to 8 different people because you've split the group.
Yeah, and I thought you just talked to me because I just got it on my own.
But the message was to Michelle, but I was meant to respond. 1-333-353 Android users, rag them, shame them. They've split the blue group up. It's as simple as that. Corey, good morning, mate.
Morning, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm going well. Tom, I got your back, mate, because I don't know what app these guys are using, but there's like 400 other apps you can use that is compatible with every phone. You've got WhatsApp. You've got Messenger group chat.
See, this sums you up as an Android user. You're making everyone go above and beyond.
Yeah.
Why can't we just stick to missionary?
We can't text. We've got a WhatsApp. Corey's in the group. Yeah. Damn.
Well, why can't we just stick to just texting?
What about Facebook Messenger? You can add everyone into that. Everyone's got Facebook.
I'm going above and beyond to do that. I'm going outside, as I said, missionary. This is not what I'm into. I just want to stick to the basics, stick to the fundamentals, and get the job done. Simple.
What, you don't know how to send a group text in a text message either? You don't know how to group chat that one?
No, not on Facebook.
He's doing the Android thing. He's challenging us.
I know.
With his technology.
Mate, good luck with your disappearing picture and bigger RAM base. It's all I'll say. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, no. Not another Android user.
No. Tell us. What are you
not
using?
Another green texter.
Well, I believe the only thing going for the iPhone is the good covers that you can get for them, the good phone cases.
Well, mate, tell me about what.
I've got to be honest. Other than destroying. Annoy me.
How long have you had an Android for, Lauren?
I've never had an iPhone. Okay. I tried using one. I went into the phone store, tried to use one. The one button thing threw me.
Yeah. Do you feel like your friendship circles shrunk because you're no longer in group text?
Yeah. Well, I don't know anyone that uses an iPhone. Not at work. Not in my family. Not my friends.
Oh
no
my
one.
God. This small.
So you
pockets.
Guys are the freaks here.
Oh my God.
What are they called? Those groups that live out in the communities.
Xenophobic enclaves.
I'm not even going to go there. I'll say something probably. Lauren, have a good morning, mate. And you're not better than any of us. Treat us as equals, you Android users.
We started something and now the army's turned.
Oh, jeez. Adam, good morning.
Mate, what's going on? Like, there's nothing wrong with us Android people.
Hang up on him, Charles.
Look at producer Tom. He's in heaven.
That prawn's now a lobster.
Oh, mate. They're all going to meet. They'll rise up. This is a problem.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, we have a guest here. How are you going?
Very well.
It's Isabel, isn't it?
Yes.
Isabel. Now, you're our work experience woman today. Is that right?
I am, yes. Okay.
Not the first time Michelle was here last Monday and I looked out the window at the same time she fell over.
They're brutal in here. Mate.
Definitely a different person. Yeah, definitely not me.
Totally, no. So we were getting ready for the show and we got a brief snippet from you about, well, a budding romance that you've been on. What, it was a fourth date this weekend just gone by?
Yeah, so taking things slow. So for the fourth date, we went on a weekend away down south.
Oh, right. Not a hot chocolate at the local cafe. Back day, young kid. Wow.
Right.
So you went down south, Margaret River.
Yes.
On a fourth date for a Friday night, Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, just the three-part date.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was on the way home, though, you were saying. You were driving back, and what had you done? You'd done a little social media post, is that right? And what did you say in that post?
So I'd done a little thing to my friends, not the public story.
Exclusive only. And close friends only.
Yes, yes. And it was, the caption was, "What are we?"
Oh,
yes, as a joke.
As a joke.
I meant, of course. In jest, naturally. And we were driving back to Perth and he asked me he says, "Is that your way of, you know, starting the conversation?"
Starting the conversation. Get the ball rolling.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He says, "Do you want to have this discussion?" I say, "Absolutely not." He says, "I know my answer. Do you know your answer?" And I say, no. So.
And so where are we now? He's come in a bit strong. He wants to say, "This is it, we're on."
Yeah.
And where are we?
where are we? Well, what are we, you know?
Is it true that when you dropped him off, he then rang you to say he'd left something in the car?
Yes,
I mean, that was 101, Michelle. Don't worry about
dropping
that.
Dropping the crumbs, dropping the crumbs.
Textbook manoeuvre.
Occasionally you might just hide something, the sunnies, you left him here, did you?
Unbelievable. So where are we now? When's the next date?
Oh, next date's Thursday.
You are going to go on another date?
Yes,
day.
Yes. Okay. I am. Mm-hmm.
I've got some bad news for you. I reckon five dates.
Yeah.
Weekend away, five dates.
Well, four, and you're frightened. Yeah. Come on strong.
I think it's too soon.
I reckon it's on for young and old.
It's too soon.
On for young and old, Michelle, is my opinion. Five dates, I think if you get to five dates, you are on, and it's exclusive.
I do have a curveball. I have another date tonight.
Yes, they're not exclusive.
Another man?
Yes. Didn't want to admit it, but yes. Another date tonight.
Jeez. And to be young again. So hang on.
He knows that you've matched with other people, though, doesn't he?
He knows I've been on the DAPs, the dating apps.
Yeah.
DAPs. I'm learning too much.
I'm writing that down.
Write that one down.
He knows. I thought DAPs was.
Not the DAB, no.
Deleting the DAPs is a big, you know, I would say relationship milestone
these days.
No.
Okay.
She's out there still. Yeah.
So just four dates going on five dates know about a first date tonight?
This isn't the first date tonight.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's come on too strong. Here's what I say. He's come on too strong.
Four dates has come on too strong.
And when has someone come on too strong is what we want to know.
Righto.
And how did they come on too strong?
Too strong.
I believe it's a little something there that I asked you to prepare earlier, Sean. I was that song.
Song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming. We're going to send you down south if you tell us your story first, though.
Oh.
We're going to send you to Abbey Beach, so that works. So 133353. When did they come on too strong?
What did they do? And you're just like, nah, I'm out.
That's a warning sign.
What did you
say
to me?
Yeah,
what?
I'm out. When did they come on too strong, Michelle?
Got a bad example coming up.
On too strong.
Bad example coming up.
I think I don't even know if I've come on too strong, to be honest with you. Yeah, anyway,
your wife's still not sure whether she wants to be with you, basically.
Well, she's staying at her parents'.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We've got the lovely Isabel in here doing work experience. And
I'm learning a lot, Michelle.
Oh, mate, you've got to be nimble these days.
You've got to be nimble. You've got to be quick. You've got to have options.
Yeah. Well, you've got a guy on the fourth date going, well, what are we? What are we? And you are openly like, I'm on dating apps. It's too early. He's come on too strong. That's what we're asking when you've come on too strong. Mm. There's a text line there,
there
I believe.
There is 0488 55 929, anonymous text message. Met a girl at the local. We had a few drinks over a few weeks, and she's already asked me to move into her new home.
Oh. Good God.
I mean, that's early.
Easy.
Early days.
All right. Let me set a scene for you, okay? Right. Second date in. This is horrifying.
Are you
okay?
Nervous about setting this scene with Sean on the buttons on a Monday?
Pretty much, right. But this is how it goes. It's getting late in the night. Things are just winding up. It's about to finish up. I'm with this guy. It's a second date. This song comes on.
Oh, yeah. Good bride.
Okay. He proceeds to slow dance with me for the entirety of the song with full eye contact while he sings it to me. He sung it to me.
So slow dance, is Pecker touching? Pecker might be a right.
I can't remember.
Was there room for Jesus?
Are you right up on it?
I don't think so, because when a man's singing this to you, you don't want to be right up on anything.
Right, no.
It was horrible. And I went too much,
second,
too soon.
You said it, did you?
And if we could have been 2 years into a relationship, you had to pull that old man. I'm out. Nah. You're still too early.
So I wrote that down tonight for him. I was going to turn Brian Adams on. Siri.
Hey,
Brian Adams.
It out.
All right, not going to do that. So we're working at 123353. Come on too soon. You're in a bit of trouble, mate. Fourth date and you've been asked almost marry. But we'll too go soon. To...
Asa.
Good morning, Asa.
Good morning.
Mate, too strong, fire away.
Right, so it's actually a happy story in the end.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said that yet, but we're married now.
You've ruined the story,
married
mate.
Now.
But anyway.
Started rough, though.
No. So we met on a DAP, which is also a new word to me. So it's a dating app. Went on Tinder. My first swipe, we hung out, whatever. And then two dates in, and she's all like, oh, I'm just on here for friends. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No worries, that's fine. Cool. And then, anyway, so I kept dating, but then just as friends, and then out of nowhere, stayed over mine. Ooh. And basically moved in. Oh. So it'd been about 2 months of her staying at my house. And I'm still not really sure what we wanted to be. She's just like, yeah, you know, I'm from America and sometimes we just go on Tinder to meet friends. And I'm like, all right, well, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, I didn't even think about it. I just said to her that you've got 2 weeks to decide if you want to be with me or not. And if you don't, you're wasting my time and you can leave now.
Fair enough. And you're done and dusted, married.
Fair enough.
And, anyway, and then she obviously kept me waiting. She knew the entire time she wanted to stay with me, but she kept me waiting 13 days before she told me that she wanted to stay.
Oh, mate. Woo. The only issue was I knew the ending. Yeah. Thanks, Ace. So good on you, mate.
All right, Jeff.
This better not be my dad.
Jeff, they came on too strong, too early. What happened with you, Jeff?
Morning, guys. Morning. Yeah, so I met one of the Daps and then went out for a first date along the walk along the river. Went well.
Lovely.
Organized another date a few days later to go out for dinner. Mm. Dinner went well. Gave her a kiss goodnight. Called it a night.
Tongue? No tongue?
To... Oh, hey.
Sorry.
Yeah, sure. Tongue. Got to be a real kiss. Make him want another kiss. And then so went to work next day and had a few messages about her own meetings in the morning, so I didn't respond. Mm. And then my phone started to ring. Saw it was her. And I didn't answer because I was just working.
Yeah.
And then a couple of hours later, about lunchtime, I got out and I gave her a call, said, hey, what's up? I've been working. What's going on? She said, why aren't you not messaging me? I said, I'm working. Oh. And she said, can you come downstairs and talk to me, please? She was outside the work building.
What? She's outside the work. Oh, my. What did you say when you went downstairs?
I didn't. I said, thank God, security. And I just said, yeah. I don't think it's going to work out all the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that.
That is incredible. Mate, security. Unfortunately, I'm working in Melbourne this week, though. We'll catch up in a week. Yeah. Something like that. That's how I'd play it.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Isabel, our work experience woman, she's on the DAPS, a new term for us, dating apps.
With everyone by the sounds of things.
Oh, yeah. Gotta look. We're many toads before the prince. You
gotta
know what I mean?
Gotta kiss a lot of frogs.
Frogs, that's it. I took it one step worse. Toads.
I've kissed some toads as well. Don't worry.
Gotta slay the dragon before getting to the princess or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That might be the male version.
I was just gonna say. But you've been on a date with a guy 4-odd times or so, and he's like, well, what are we?
Yes.
Too early. Gone that's hard. What we've decided.
Weekend away, gone hard.
Yeah.
A bit of romance down south. Yeah. A winter, perfect time. So sun out, cold good. At yeah. night. Bit of a snug, puffer jacket on.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just reliving my own life.
I said we're friends. We're getting to know each other.
We're friends.
Enjoying each other's company.
Sort of guy that would turn to you in the morning and go, what you thinking? And you go, come on, buddy.
Yeah, no, it's that's
7
too
in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Right, yeah, 123-53. Give us a holler. Bo, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Come on, too strong. What happened, mate?
All right. So about 9 years ago, I shifted over to Perth from Victoria. And a month or so before that, I'd come over to have a bit of a look and just scope the place out a bit. And I happened to go out in the city one night and I met up with a bird there. And just went back to Victoria and decided I was going to shift over. And then we were talking and just like, because I didn't know anyone over here, I thought we'd do a bit of networking and all the rest of it. And anyway, she goes to me, okay, well, how about I fly from Perth to Melbourne and I'll drive across with you, across the Nullarbor.
Okay.
I was like, okay, that sounds like a good friendly gesture. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, and anyway, probably about a day in or so to the trip, because obviously it's about, it took us 4 days to get across.
Right.
And after the first day of driving, I felt this was, felt like we were in a full-on fledged relationship straight up. And I was like, okay, this is very, very strong, and I've got another 3 days to go, so... Oof.
It's a dark trip, that one, across the board, too.
It was a lot of awkward small talk going on and whatnot. Anyway, I finally got to Perth, said, yep, no, see you later. And then I think she might have done the old, oh, I left something in your car sort of trip.
Yeah, trip.
The old one. So I said, yeah, no worries, I'll come to your place and drop it off.
Ooh, danger.
Yep, no worries. Anyway, I sort of left it at that because, it was a bit... I didn't plan on coming over here and get a relationship straight away.
Mm. Yeah. Got to find those toads.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, this is in November, mind you. And then I sort of left it at that. And then around December, Christmas time, I get a Christmas card in my letterbox.
Ooh.
And it was from her. And it had all the bits and pieces in it. And I was like, okay, no worries. This is kind of creepy because I didn't tell her where I live.
Live, yes. Oh, Lord.
Mate,
oh,
have you
what happened?
Have you heard from her again?
Nah, I drew the line in the sand straight away.
Yeah, run for your life. That is interesting.
I've had a spoon sent to my address before.
A spoon?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Oh, it was just from this restaurant I really liked. He stole it.
And then sent it to you.
And sent it to my home address, which I didn't think he knew.
Too strong. Too strong.
Spoon. It's a, I won't even say what I was going to say. Hey, Brad, good morning to you.
How you doing, guys?
Good, mate. Come on, too strong. What's happened?
Okay, so I was dating one of the dating apps, dated a girl for about a month. Yep. And on my Facebook profile picture, I got a picture of me and my two kids. And what she had done is superimposed herself in a photo with me and the kids.
Oh, no. Where did you hold on?
You didn't use Tom's new phone.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Whenever we talk about the comp game, start me where I need to start. Get me to the start line.
Comp games.
There it is. There's the excitement levels for the comp games. It's going. I'm eyeballing here, but you're right. Well, there's a bit of a thrist going on.
A thruple of sorts. Yes, a thrist.
Well, there's somewhere in between a thrist and three. Yeah, thrist. Oh, I thought I had the right lingo.
But, it's, anyway. Yeah, there is. So what's going on? Emma McCann, she's shining in the pool. Everyone's shining in the pool, basically.
We're swimming against countries that don't have swimming pools. Oh, we're shining. They turn up. They have to do a learn to swim course before they get in.
The UK just hit 40 for the first time in their lives. Oh. Yeah, we live in that. Hang on. We're winning. I can't believe we're
their
winning.
Their house has just caught fire in 40.
So poor old Kyle Chalmers, what did he win? A swimming event.
Swimming.
And then he's jumped out of the water and he's had enough because everyone's just asking him everything except what he's there for.
He's there as a swimmer.
The records he just broke.
Yeah, they want to know his private life, the rift amongst the swimming community.
Oh,
unfortunately
your ex
for
Cody.
Yeah, there's a bit going on there. And unfortunately for Kyle, he's now reconsidering his own career.
Yeah, definitely makes me question my future in the sport. The positives are no longer focused on last night. I stand there and get interviewed for 20 minutes probably, and not one thing was spoken about how we broke the Commonwealth record and won a gold medal last night.
20 minutes.
Yeah,
and look, it's not on his shoulders that he should pull it up, but don't you just give it a listen, won't be answering
that'll
any more
do
of
me
that.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Any swimming questions, bring it on in.
But
any,
it is
thrice
funny.
Questions, thruple questions.
Yeah, no, the thrice. No more thrice.
No more thrices, thanks.
No more thrice. But like even the photos, I've just got the Sydney Morning Herald up. Ooh, yeah. There's Emma, Cody, and then Kyle in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a little bit awkward where your ex lands at times. I mean, here, they're all in the same swimming pool, the same swimming group, the same swimming team. Cody Simpson's ex is off partying in the USA,
Miley Cyrus. She doesn't care where Cody is at the moment.
No, I thought his name was Chris for 2 years. Chris Simpson. Anyway, what we want to know, where is the ex?
Where did the ex end up? Yeah.
Who is it? We might be here at work. I'm sure there's some relationships, some thrices that have been going on.
This is why I never thruple in the office, because I know it's just going to turn to, and I'm really, in all honesty, you don't do relationships in the office.
No.
They end in tears, and then you've got to see everyone.
That's right, of course, but also I know of instances where there's been a breakup and then the brother may have rekindled the flame.
And that's where your ex ended up
with
your brother.
Best mate at the dinner table. We've seen it all. We've heard it all. At the moment, there's a thrice going on. Emma, Cody and Kyle.
Yeah. Where'd your ex end up? Just over there with Cody.
Yeah. Where'd your ex end up? Oh, I'm doing a radio program with her 5 days a week.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, where did your ex end up is where we're asking, because we're just following the Kyle Sharma dramas.
Yes.
And, and of course, his ex, Emma McCann, is now with Cody Simpson, which shouldn't be a problem, but everyone's making it a problem. Like, oh, God, look at this. This is insane. How you going, Kyle? I just broke a world record. Yeah, but anyhow, how's the threesome going?
The thricer.
How's that going? And he's had enough. But we want to know, his ex has landed right next to him with a fellow teammate. Yeah. Bit awkward. We want to know where your ex ended up. One of mine passed away Another one.
We end up dead.
So I got no competition there. That's good.
That is a scathing.
And the other
report.
One. She's waiting on a visa. The guy, yeah. Anyhow, but it's a whole thing. There's been decisions in my life, some that I should review. Anyhow,
so dead and international. All right, there you go.
Getting to know.
Let's get to Ben before we get sacked. Benny boy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Benny.
Mate, right. Where'd the ex end up?
With the guys you told me not to worry about for 5 years.
Oh, of course.
No.
We're just friends, Ben.
You're so uptight, mate. Stress less.
Yeah, God, you're allowed to have male friends. Oh, God, we're probably giving you PTSD. What? So how long did... Five... Oh, God, go on, keep going.
5 years, and 5 weeks later I found out. I was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And did you know the guy, Benny Boy? Was it around the scene a fair bit?
Yeah, one of my mates, too.
One of your mates as well. Man.
Still see him?
Pardon?
Do you still see him?
Nah, I don't see him anymore.
Nah, you cut him. Yeah, Benny, that's a sad story.
What about the general group? Did they go, nah, we'll see you two later. That's too much
Ben's
for our
man.
Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty hard because we're all staying friends. So I kind of was a little wrecking ball and went through and
made up for lost time.
I love it.
Yeah, but.
Is that what you're saying?
Pardon?
Made up for lost time.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
there you
nice.
Go.
I like it. There you go, Ben.
He blossomed. I love that. All right, let's go to Craig in Belgira. Okay, Craig, where did your ex end up? Who'd they end up dating?
My brother.
Holy Moses.
Oh. Righto, debrief it, Craig. Where'd it start? How'd it finish?
So it started off being with me, obviously. Ended up having to move, getting evicted out of our units. Got a bit rocky in that. She got a bit lazy with packing the house up and stuff. So in the end, I broke up with her that day.
Yep.
Get back to the start of the story. I think she only got with me to get into the circle of friends that I was with.
Oh no. You were the in card. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
So in the end, 2 weeks after breaking up with her, I found out that she's going out with my brother.
Bang. Are they still together now, Craig, or what?
Yes, 15 years later, two happy kids, two beautiful kids. They're married.
How does Christmas go? Are you okay now, or is it still tough?
I'm great. I'm in Perth. He's in Melbourne.
There it is. Mate. Oh, damn this COVID. These damn borders.
Borders have
if
just...
we, I could only get over there.
Tom McGowan doesn't let me. Bugger. Hey, coming off the text line here, Michelle, and just so straight up and down, my brother. My ex-fiance jumped ship to my ex-best mate of 15 years. Got her pregnant. About to read that another way.
Sure.
Then a year later, she left him for his best mate. Sucked in everyone. I'm now in the best, most supportive relationship that I never knew existed. All the best, Mads.
Oh, there you go. Very nice.
Well done, Mads.
Mate, if they're going to cheat and move around, they'll do it again.
I'm just on the florist website here. Michelle.
Send something to your wife.
To you.
to me.
You're a widow.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Yeah. Hey, got something off the text line right here. This is a tragedy, but also it's got celebrity in it as well. So, you know, it's a roller coaster, this one. And on the text line, Mark from Innaloo says he was dating a girl only a couple of years ago. And she was a bikini model.
Ooh.
And he broke up with her, okay?
He did.
And she started trying to make him jealous in a bunch of different ways, one of which was by telling him, I'm dating Richard Wilkins now.
Oh, Dickie
Wilkins, right? which Mark writes, he's 50 years older than me and it didn't really work out how she planned. And apparently she said...
The real Dickie?
The real Dickie Wilkins. Apparently she said, I just need some entertainment in my life right now, and who better than the king of entertainment?
There you go.
Tell me more, Dickie. Well, anyhow, One Direction. They never used to be together. Yeah. They went on a show. No, go on.
And that's when I'll try to name one of them. Who's in One Direction?
Liam. Liam, there you go.
And that's when Liam was born. Dave, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, going well, mate. We're talking about where did the ex lob off the back of the swimming thrice that's going on. Where'd your ex land, Dave?
Well, it's a long story, but to cut things short, I grew up in Melbourne, and back in the 80s, I was going out with this girl who she went from my best mate to me within a day.
Within a day.
Within a day, yeah, she met me and she's like, oh, I like this bloke. I was a bit of a headbanger back then. I wore the old army jackets and...
I'm moving within 24 hours too. Don't worry about that, Dave.
Yeah, anyways, we went out for a while and then she gets pregnant and apparently not to me, but she broke my heart. And anyway, 30 years later or so, my son, who's 14, is going out with his girl over here in WA. And they're going out for about 6 months. And then it turns out I'm looking on Facebook and I see my son's girlfriend's mum's mum turns out to be this girl back in the 80s.
It's her. Oh. Full circuit. Ooh. Can you trust this one? Oh, my Lord.
And I'm like, oh, my God, is that really her? And I messaged my son's girlfriend's mum, and she's like, yeah, that's her. And I was chatting away, and it turns out it's her from back in the 80s. She's living just down the road from me.
Yeah.
Now, is there any need at all to maybe just do an ancestry.com? Just to make sure that...
Swabby.
Probably, well, you did say not to me. I don't kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Could there be a little family matter going on?
Well, that's what we're all freaking out about. Jeez. And I paid out some money, and it turns out, thankfully, that she's not my daughter. And I'm like, oh, mate, because it just would have broken a lot of people because these two kids are in love, you know. Like, they've been going out nearly 12 months now, and it's like I've tried to teach my son, don't root around, mate. Just find a girl and be happy with that. And treat her nice.
He's found the one, and we've had the test, and 14. Everything's cool.
I was that frigid at 14. I could never talk to a girl.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.